Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A group of Boston Marathon bombing survivors is using its experience with trauma to help other victims of terrorism and hate crimes. The One World Strong Foundation is now growing into a network of survivors that provides support and mentorship around the world. Dave Fortier is the group's founder and president. He joins us now. Thank you so much for being here.
Rupa, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Is there one moment where you had the idea for creating this group?
Wow. There's actually several moments that led to it, but I can really trace it back to the day everything happened. Seeing everybody rush in to help, that was really the beginning. And it was in hospitals and rehab centers that I would actually have a chance to meet veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan war that came to visit us. And it was the first time that many of us knew we'd be okay. It's one thing for a doctor, a nurse, a family member, a therapist to say you're going to be okay. And it's quite another with somebody with similar injuries that has been through something similar.
So you felt the connection yourself and thought about giving that connection to other people.
Very much so. We started doing some things ad hoc after the marathon bombings. I was in Chicago. My phone lit up like a Christmas tree, and it was people in Boston messaging about what had happened at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. It was a shooting there. Many people were killed, many people were injured, and folks in Boston wanted to go to Orlando. And these are survivors from Boston that wanted to help others, and we found ways to do it. In those hospital rooms, we were able to make those connections, and there were survivors of the event there that didn't even speak English. But you'd see that connection being made just by being in the room.
Can you help us understand what happens in those conversations? I mean, do you focus on the trauma or you just try and have a regular conversation?
So it's a regular conversation. And it's different everywhere we go. Not everybody heals the same way. And that's the most important thing to remember in all this. You know, they don't have to tell their whole story. They understand that you've been through something and there's almost an instant bond. And I've seen it in many places around the world now. And Orlando was, though, really the connection to it. And it's as if you've known somebody your whole life. It's that quick of a connection.
But it isn't one conversation. It sounds like this is an ongoing conversation.
This is ongoing. And that ongoing piece really came from the veterans that came to visit us from Semper Fi and America's Fund. What we learned from them was incredible. It was that peer-to-peer piece, but it's that peer-to-peer piece, not a one-time visit. You're there for life. And they said that. You may not need anything right now, but in 10 or 15 or 20 years, you might. And we're going to be here. And we do the same thing.
What's in store for One World Strong? It sounds like it's still evolving.
Very much evolving and technically evolving as well. It's building a mobile application. What we started to focus on was reaching people virtually. And that actually came from a visit to the Middle East where I saw a refugee camp, and one of the first things I noticed was a cell tower. The other thing I noticed were people looking down at their palm, and it's like, okay, we can connect here. It actually led us down the road of prevention. Stories of survivors can make a difference, not only for survivors, but people that might be thinking about doing something to harm others. And I learned that from talking with former Al-Qaeda, former extremists on the left and on the right, that didn't really understand what they were doing, the political aspect of what they were maybe trying to do, but not what that physical piece would mean to people that they were hurting. And our goal has been to get those stories out there to help stop these things from happening, because those stories, if they can stop something from happening, we'll never know, but that's one less community that we need to visit, wherever that might be.
Am I right that you're running the Boston Marathon this year? I know you first participated in 2013 and didn't really expect to run a marathon again, but you are, right?
Yeah, it was going to be one and done. I thought it was crazy and still do. But yes, I am running this year and really excited about it. It's a big fundraiser for us now each year. We have six people running with us, myself, seven. And then we've got all the Semper Fi and America's Fund crew with us as well for the weekend. So it's a bit of a homecoming now. And so what was a horrible event for many people becomes now that event that we can look forward to getting back together.
Dave Fortier is founder and president of One World Strong. Dave, thank you so much for being here, and I will be cheering for you on Marathon Day.
Thank you, Rupa. Thanks for having me.